We're going to start with a nice word on Parshas Nitzuvim. The Torah's emes from Rabbi Leibler Eiger says that every year before Parshas Nitzuvim, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we lie Nitzuvim. Why is that? He says Shabbos is the time that all good things come down. And we know that in this time of year, before Rosh Hashanah, people are very broken. People are very tzaklap. People don't know what's going to happen with the Yamadin. Everyone realizes that, you know, what do they have to show for themselves? And that's why we need the Chizik, Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, to line the Torah, at Nitzuvim Hayom. We could stand strong, we could be confident, Lishi is Hashem, Hashem will take care of us. And the Hayom is also a remez on the fact that it will become bright and light again, even though it really looks very dark, and we don't have that strength. And the reason is, because when somebody is broken, because when somebody is hurt, and because when somebody realizes that they can't rely on themselves, that's when Hashem comes and makes sure that they could feel good again. And that's why we, you know, in this time of year, when we need the chizik, that's when we say, if we need chizik, and we don't think too highly of ourselves, then we could be sure that Atam Yitzuv Mahayim Kilchem Lefnai Hashem. Very often when it comes to relationships, aside from the struggle in a relationship, just the technical struggle, which is very difficult to deal with, whoever's dealing with any relationship struggle, whether it's a Shalom Bayis struggle or other issues that people deal with, but there's a certain tzaklapkeit, there's a certain shiflas riach, a certain a brokenness that people experience when they can't get along with someone else. It definitely takes a lot of energy. And sometimes that is what it takes to be zeicher to Yeshias Hashem. Sometimes people interpret that they project that brokenness into fighting someone, because I'm feeling hurt and broken, so I'm going to turn it into more energy to get back at you and to hurt you back and to make sure you can't do anything to me. And some people don't do that. They get hurt and they swallow it and they turn to Hashem. And that's when Hashem helps that all people that are broken and hurting should be zeicher to Atam Nitzuvim Hayom Kilchem very, very soon. So with that, let me read a very painful letter. I'm going to change some details, obviously, I try, but it's a little explicit, maybe. Yeah. Thank you very much for your Torah Anytime lectures. I'd like to tell you about the excruciating emotional pain that I'm in because of the relationship that I wish I could have with my daughter-in-law. We used to have a very close relationship, and they would come for many Shabbosim together. And a little over 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with a certain issue, a certain condition, and well-meaningly, I let people know about it, and I told people to say Tillim for her, because I wanted to make sure that she'd be okay, and she'd be able to raise her family, etc., etc., because I was so distraught and heartbroken. But she was furious with me, because she wanted to keep it private. I apologized many times, wholeheartedly, for a few years already, and I know that this is showing a huge lack of honoring one's in-laws, but she said she will only be polite to me, but doesn't want to have a relationship with me. Now, I understand that she's in a lot of pain, and I understand my son as well, and I keep on crying and begging Hashem every day that she should have a refuah shleima, and she's going through a lot of difficulty. I know that her and my son and their children are going through a lot. And my question is, how can I be b'simcha all the time when I have this heartache weighing on me all the time? My relationship with my son obviously has gone down the tubes as well. He's lashing out at me and telling me what a horrible parent and grandparent I am. Hashem Yirachim. I know that it says that nobody could hurt, harm, or help you without it being decreed from above, so perhaps this is a kapura or a test that I must go through, but it's crushing me in my heart and my spirit. Do you have any words of chizik? In fact, I'm more hurt and destroyed over losing my relationship with my son and my daughter-in-law more than when I went through a past difficulty. At least then, it was excruciatingly painful, but it ended. This can go on for years and years, and I just don't feel like I can go on. I have to go on for my children and my family. Is there anything you could share with me? Okay, so yeah, this is very, very painful. A parent who wants to have a relationship with children and can't have it. Now, this topic of parent alienation, if you want to call it, has gotten some attention recently. I mean, it definitely became... You hear about it all the time. It's crazy and terrible and tragic that there's so many people out there who don't have a relationship with their parents, some on their own and some by professional guidance, you can call it. But whatever it is, it's a terrible thing. Generally, it's not okay. Obviously, you know, the reason why you can't come all out and say that everyone's doing the wrong thing is because there are those situations where someone didn't have a choice. But in general, You could say that almost every situation could have been dealt with a little better, a little smarter, and it's not okay to not have a relationship with children. You know, we definitely have to use the Torah de Gashkofa when dealing with anything like this, and just be responsible. But let's first address the questioner, right? It's not a question that a lot of relationship issues in general are dealing with people that are hard to get along with. So I don't know your daughter-in-law, I don't know your son, I don't know how hard they are to get along with in general. I don't know how much of this is just circumstantial because they're going through nebuch, a problem and a medical condition. There are people who decide early on, and I don't mean this question at all, I'm just mentioning it because I don't want people to hear this and then assume that it means them too. There are people that assume early on that they did everything they should, everything they could, and from now on, I'm absolved, I don't have to do anything to get along with you because I already did. I already told you I'm sorry, I already told you this, I already did try that, and nothing worked. There are definitely people that do this way too early on. They decide way too early on that they did whatever they could, and now that they can't do anything anymore because they already did everything. When you start asking them, well, did you do this? Well, that doesn't make sense to do. Did you actually apologize? Why would I apologize? I don't have to apologize. I said I'm willing to turn the page. And you have a lot of those situations where people decide on their own that there's nothing else they could do, when really there is a lot they could do, and if only they'd be willing to listen to people, maybe they would be able to do more. Maybe if only they would be willing to try what they really should be doing, they'd realize that the person they're trying to get along with is not all that difficult in the first place. So just to decide that somebody is difficult or that a situation is too difficult to overcome because you decided so, because you're not interested in hearing or trying something else, very often it's just irresponsible. But in any case, yes, there is such a thing as people that are hard to get along with and people that you have tried to do whatever you should have done to get along with. And then there are people who aren't so hard to get along with naturally, but circumstance definitely brings out a lot of difficulties. So if you're dealing with somebody, whether it's a child or a spouse or a sibling or anyone for that matter, or a parent who's going through a difficulty, you see where people just they just get so emotionally overwhelmed by a difficulty they're experiencing, we should know from these things that nothing logical works anymore. It's just important to know that. Most of my classes and my book and the way I try to help people usually is by putting logic on the side and dealing with things emotionally and not trying to understand or figure out or explain, but just to come up with the right way to address and connect and get through to someone emotionally. Most often it's about people who are naturally like that. There are people who are naturally just very emotional, very sensitive, and nothing you're going to say is going to work, so you just have to do what they would want you to do, let's say. You don't have to, but sometimes that's what's going to work. But then you have people who are just going through hard times. You have to be sensitive to it. The fact that your daughter-in-law was never diagnosed with something, definitely, I don't think it justifies parent alienation, and I'm not saying that she's doing the right thing. It's just something to think about. It sometimes is comforting, and sometimes just gives a certain perspective, like, okay, so from here on, nothing that I'm going to be doing, or nothing I'm going to be trying to figure out, has to make any sense. Doesn't have to make any sense. Doesn't have to make sense why when I say this, they say that, or why when I do this, they blame me for that. Doesn't have to make sense. Unfortunately, people get to a place where things don't make sense anymore. Now, you're asking me what you could try. I mean, maybe you didn't even ask me what you could try. I don't remember. But it's important to remember that in such situations, you are limited. You're limited. You're limited with how you can affect another person. You're limited with how you could connect with another person. And sometimes when there's nothing to do, you just have to realize that there's nothing to do. It's not always a very geschmacka thing. But sometimes that's what it is. I saw interesting Akaide this week, Akaide Yitzchak. He says over there in Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, David HaMelech was stuck between a rock and a hard place. Right? He had Uchish, the king, who wanted him to come join his army after making David HaMelech feel comfortable and taking him in and giving him a place to stay and being so nice to him. And now he wanted him to come join him and show his loyalty and fight Bnei Yisroel, fight the Yidden. So David HaMelech found himself in a very tough spot. What am I going to do here? I can't turn the king down because he's been so nice to me all this time. And I was playing loyal to him all this time. Right? What am I going to tell him? That I don't want to help him fight the war? Now, help him fight the war and fight Bnei Yisroel. I can't do that either, right? Obviously, David HaMelech wasn't going to go fight Bnei Yisroel in a machumah. So what did he do? So he just joined, and Hashem helped, and in the end, the other soldiers didn't want him to join, and the king sent him back, and he didn't have to join the machumah. Like Kaddish Yitzchak explains, very interesting, he says, obviously a person always has to have betuchim. No matter what happens, whether you're doing a shtadlis, or you're not doing a shtadlis, whatever you should be doing, whatever it looks like b'derech hateva is going to make sense, you always have to just rely on Hashem, it's going to work, and hope that it works, because Hashem is the one taking care of everything. Not a question. But there are situations in life that demand of you a certain amount of ishtatlus. You got to try to do the right thing. You can't just say, well, I rely on Hashem. Hashem wants you to do the right thing. And if you have what to do, then you should be doing it. And if you don't have what to do, because you're stuck, there's nothing you can do. You can't turn the king down. You can't go along with the king. You don't know what to do. In those situations, a person should just turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, just figure this out for me. There's nothing I can do. So when Uchash told David HaMelech, come with me, so I'll go. I'll go. What's it going to be? Am I going to actually fight the Eden? I don't know. I have no idea what I'm going to do. He didn't have a choice what to do, so that's why he just relied on Hashem. He didn't do and rely on Hashem like we usually do. He didn't have any aces, and he just picked up his hands and turned to Hashem. I'm saying this because sometimes, the lesson for itself is an important lesson. People have to realize when to apply it, obviously. Like I said before, not to assume too quickly or decide too quickly, well, there's nothing I can do anyway. Sometimes there's a lot you could do, and it's good to ask. But sometimes there will be situations in life where there's nothing you could do. You don't have what you could do, and you have to wait for Hashem to bail you out, and He will. If you turn to Him, and you daven to Him, and you wait for that, He will. But let me first try to figure out if there is something you could do. Let's just throw some ideas. And if not, then yeah, you might have to resort back to just telling Hashem that there's nothing you could do. So the first thing I want to say is that you could try apologizing again. Maybe you've done that many times. Maybe you did it the right way. I don't know if you did it the right way. Sometimes people apologize and they stick in the justification every single time. I'm sorry I did that. I really didn't mean anything, and I didn't think you'd take this bad. Most people wouldn't have an issue with it, so I'm not sure what really bothered you. But I'm sorry. The people that apologize like that. The people that apologize by saying, I'm sorry that you were hurt by what I did, for example. And there are a lot of other ways that people apologize that it doesn't get taken well, not because the person is not willing to accept an apology or not willing to forgive, but because you're not saying it the way they want it to be said. Now people get stuck with me. I have to say it the way you want to say it, that I did the wrong thing. I don't think I did the wrong thing. You don't have to. You really don't have to. But if you're asking me, what could be done about this? It's going on for a few years already. Perhaps, I don't know, you either didn't apologize the right way, or maybe you could try doing it again. So that's just one option. Another option is trying, only if you're open to this, and I don't think you have to. I hope nobody's going to give me that kind of feedback of, what do you mean? Why would you suggest such a thing? It's just an option. Sometimes you want to offer somebody to make up on their terms. You could ask them, what would it take on you? What would it take for you to forgive me and have a relationship with me? Sometimes people would have ideas about, oh, on my terms, I'll tell you what it would take. Now, you don't have to commit in advance to signing up to someone else's terms. I don't think that would be responsible. But sometimes, if it's not just an apology, you're actually willing to do things the way they want, maybe they would reconsider, and sometimes it's worth it. That's another thing. One more idea is sending someone in between, which you may have tried, either directly or indirectly, whichever one you think might work best, or both. You can have somebody talk to them and say, mommy, mother-in-law really wants to make this work. What could be done about it? Or you could have somebody just carry back some nice regards that mommy cares about you and thinks about you and said nice things about you. And this way, you never know which right person in the right time might be able to make this work again. So those are just some ideas. Now, you may have tried this. You may have apologized the right way many times and offered everything on their terms and sent people in between and still got nowhere. Well, if that's what happened and you may not have anything that you could do, then you might be just dealing with something that only Hashem could help you from, which anyway Hashem only helps us, but there's nothing you could do about it, and you just rely on Hashem to help you from it because there's nothing you could do about it. Now the real question you did ask, by the way, was how could I be besimcha all this time when I have such heartache weighing on me at all time? Now, it's not easy, that I can say for sure. I'm not in this situation, and I can only imagine the pain this is, and for me to start giving you ideas about how to be besimcha when you're going through such a thing, it would sound a little ridiculous. I think that the general idea of being besimcha when somebody's going through a difficulty in general is to be mekabel bahava, knowing that it's coming from Hashem, like you mentioned. It doesn't make it easy, but at least it gives perspective to keep on remembering that this is not about her, not about him, and not about anyone. It's about Hashem. It's about Hashem. It's about Hashem running the world and creating the world every minute and having everything in mind and doing everything for the best and doing everything for my benefit and her benefit and everyone's benefit. And sometimes that's what just helps us get it right. This is not between you and anyone else other than Hashem. And just remembering it and reviewing it, and it doesn't mean that you're going to feel the happiness right away, necessarily at all, but it means that you'll at least know it, that it's good. I know that I should be happy. I know that this is the best. It doesn't mean you feel it. Very many people want to feel certain ways, and we don't always get the feelings we want, but we do have the capability of the thoughts and the mindset that we want to have. That's something that we could consciously influence, and that's very important. In general, it's so important for people to remember that everything about relationships with anyone, whoever it may be, is not only between you and that person, it's between you and Hashem. I remember hearing this once. We know that Shachar Moruch talks about that. You could get mechila from Hashem. Now it says mechiva, you do shiva, Hashem forgives you. When it comes to vedudin lechavayroi, you have to be meratze chavayroi. Right? You have to ask someone forgiveness. You can't say Hashem should forgive me on things that are vedudin lechavayroi. Now that's true that the part of vedudin lechavayroi that the other person holds the key to is where they have to forgive you and you have to ask them forgiveness. There's another element of vedudin lechavayroi where you hurt someone, you did something wrong to someone, you stole from them, etc. You have to shiva on that too. You have to get Hashem's forgiveness for the things you did wrong to your friend. Because it's avaira, and Hashem told you not to do it. So as much as Hashem won't give you the complete forgiveness for stealing from somebody, because now you have to ask that person forgiveness over hurting their feelings, but even after you got their forgiveness, you still have to tell Hashem, oh, I'm sorry, Hashem, that I did something you told me not to do. And Hashem will be moichul you. The point is just that what looks like sometimes, oh, this is just between me and that person. It's not just between you and that person, it's between you and that person and Hashem. So in this case as well, when somebody's hurting you, it's also between you and that person, and they shouldn't be hurting you, but it's also between you and that person and Hashem. Hashem is directly involved in all these things, obviously. And like you said, nobody could hurt you or help you or do anything without it being decreed from above, which is true. And you could always turn to Hashem to be helped in this. So like I said, it's a shame when people use these religious ideas as excuses. You know, I'm waiting for Hashem to take care of this. I can't get along with my sister, so I'm waiting for her. I keep on telling Hashem, I keep on asking him to help me get along with her. Did you try to be nice to her? I'm talking to Hashem. I'm waiting for Hashem to help me get along with her. Did you tell her you're sorry for what she's upset about? I'm only talking to Hashem. Okay, so if you only need to talk to Hashem, then you might remain with a problem. But if you're also talking to Hashem, or you already tried to do whatever you could do and you're talking to Hashem, then yes, I definitely believe that Hashem could and will help you. I can't resist, only because there's so many people in the other side of the table. You know, there's many people listening to this. Some are people who never experienced anything like this, and I hope they should never experience anything like this. Some are parents who are experiencing pain from children, and some are children who were pained by parents, and they're on the other side of the table. They don't want to get along with parents. They don't want to forgive, and they don't want to have a relationship. And sometimes they're getting backing or the support from people who are telling them, "No, your parents are no good. And you don't have to let that go," and whatever else. I think it's extreme. Aside from the fact that the Torah doesn't give these options of children saying, you know what, I don't want anything to do with you. It's not a Torah idea at all. And most often people are not getting these ideas from Gedolei HaTorah and Erlich Yidden. But in general, just so important to understand, nobody means anything bad. I am Baruch Hashem a parent and I have parents. And I talk to people who have parents and are parents. I never heard of a parent intentionally trying to hurt their children. Almost ever. Now, does it mean that all parents do the right thing? No, of course not. Parents make mistakes just like every other person because parents happen to be human beings. But just to remember that anything your mother or mother-in-law or parent tried doing or did, they probably had a reason why they did it. In this case, it sounds relatively obvious that your mother was just trying to help people be mispalo for you and nothing more. It doesn't even sound like they were trying to do anything wrong. I've heard people say horror stories about how parents hurt them or did things wrong to them. And even then, there was some kind of explanation, justification, rationalization why a parent would do such things to a child. It wasn't coming. If you'd ask the parent, why did you do that? The answer wouldn't be, because I don't care about my kid. You know, it would come with different explanations. But in this case, I think it's even more obvious. But it's not a question that parents don't mean bad. Now, does it mean that you're allowed to hurt someone unintentionally? No. But there's definitely a big difference between anything done intentionally or unintentionally. Especially when somebody's asking for forgiveness. Based on how the story is going, I don't know anything more about the story. You know, is also something to think about. In general, when you're stuck and you don't get along with your parents, I've seen this so many times, you're hurting yourself, you're hurting your family, you're hurting your children, you're hurting your spouse. You're not going on in life. Don't convince me, but don't convince yourself that you're going on in life without having a normal relationship with your parents. You don't have to be lovey-dovey, and you don't have to be over every Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not having a relationship with your parents and not getting along with them and not being able to share simchas and share nachas and have a normal connection, you're definitely hurting yourself and your family. I've seen many people make that mistake, and then they can't climb down the tree and overcome that inflated ego that doesn't let them say, you know what, let's get along. Let's just get along. And you have it the other way around as well, by the way. It's not only children that are cutting out parents. You have parents that are cutting out children. If you don't do what I want, I'm not going to talk to you, or I got upset at you, whatever it is. It's terrible. It's terrible. Nobody's happy. No parent should ever convince themselves or fool themselves or fool anyone else to think that, yeah, it's good, I'm just better off this way. I can't talk to my son, I can't talk to my son-in-law, I can't talk to my daughter, I can't talk to my mother, my father, and I'm good. You're not good. You're not good. You wouldn't be talking about it if you were good. You wouldn't be looking so depressed if you were good. This is definitely something that people have to understand. Now, even if somebody did betray you and said something, and disclosed something about your privacy or violated something about you, and even if it was done with very bad intentions, you still want to look for ways to mend the situation and get over it. It could be that they didn't realize it. It could be that whatever else, especially in this case, doesn't it sound like you told them not to tell anyone? It's not a question that it should be dealt with, you know, reasonably. I know it's not easy. It's not easy for either party. It's not easy for somebody in pain. It's not easy for somebody dealing with a diagnosis and a sickness. It's not easy for a parent. It's not easy for anyone. But when we overcome these things, we all feel much better. In general, even when you're dealing with a parent, for whatever reason, you can't share a certain piece of information, a certain topic of information, because that's dangerous. And when I tell to them, they tell everyone, and I can't share. So don't share that. And you can still have a relationship. So often we make it that all in one. People do this in their marriages. People do this in all kinds of different relationships. It becomes black and white. I can't have the relationship I want with you, so I don't know you. I can't be open with you. I can't be transparent with you. I can't share everything with you, so I won't share anything with you. It doesn't help anyone to do that. So yeah, I'll definitely end off by saying that I don't know if there are things that you could do better. I don't know if by the time I'm reading this and talking about it, maybe this whole thing was resolved already last year. Rosh Hashanah, it was decreed that all this should pass. And if not, then it could happen this year with Hashem's help. Just to recap, you want to make sure that when you think that you're dealing with somebody either difficult or somebody being unreasonable for whatever reason, even just circumstantial, just make sure you're not fooling yourself. But then come to the realization that, yeah, this doesn't have to make sense. And now we're going to try to address it emotionally. So if there's something you could do, either by apologizing differently or better or another time, or sending someone or trying to work things out on someone else's terms, I think you should try it. And if there's nothing you could do, then there's nothing you could do. And you can still try to be happy and still try to remember that this is all from Hashem and still try to remember that, you know, we do our best in this world and hope for the best and think good things about the other people and send nice messages to the other people and hope that it comes back. And even if it doesn't, it's definitely all from Hashem. And I did stress, and I want to stress it again. Not getting along with and not having a relationship with a parent or a child never made anyone happy. I understand that sometimes you're hurt, and I don't want to judge anyone who, for whatever reason, came to a place where they felt that they can't have a relationship with a child. But get help. Try to do something. Talk to someone. Try to overcome it. And Hashem will help you be able to. It's like we started off with. It's a time of year where a lot of people are broken, either because they're dealing with suffering and struggle, or because we're just entering a very serious time of year, and we're all feeling a little shaky and afraid. And very often that's what it takes to be zoichet al atan tzuvim hayom, to have the betuchen and the confidence that because we're broken and because we know that we can't do anything on our own, that's why Hashem will help us. And it means Hashem, when we turn to Hashem, He will help us, and we'll all get along. B'hava achva shulam v'rayas.